When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 21, 4 Steps to Get a Better Butt, by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello there, happy Monday. And welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Malik. Thank you so much for your support, and if you're new here, thanks for checking us out. This is the podcast where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs out there. Today, I have a post from Ben Greenfield. I actually mentioned his credentials in a previous episode where I read his content, and he definitely knows his stuff. There are lots and lots of letters and abbreviations behind his name, so we know he's definitely credentialed. But something I didn't mention is that he actually won the Trainer of the Year Award in 2008 from the NCSA. So I figure, why not read a post from him where he talks about how to do specific exercises to build that better butt? Now, before I jump right in, really quickly, if you haven't subscribed to this show yet, please do. It just takes a second, but it goes a long way in helping the show's visibility. And with that, see, I promised it would be short. Let's hear from Ben Greenfield and start optimizing your life. 4 Steps to Get a Better Butt by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Maybe you have super skinny legs and don't like your flat backside. Maybe you want your butt to look better in jeans or in a swimsuit. Or perhaps you simply can't seem to generate the muscular force you want while lifting weights, running, or riding a bike. Whether you're pursuing performance or power, you're about to learn how to get a better butt, what your butt muscles actually do, good butt muscle exercises, and a simple 4-step solution to get your glutes firing. Why you need a better butt. A common imbalance, even among athletes, is a weak butt. This is a result of a combination of sitting all day long at work, which keeps the butt muscles turned off all day long, followed by hitting the gym, running, cycling, or doing any other form of exercise with those inactivated butt muscles. When this happens, it creates 3 problems. Number 1, you lose the aesthetic appeal of having nice glutes. Number 2, you get low back pain as your pelvic joint overcompensates for a weak butt. And number 3, you can't generate as much power as you should with your hips and legs. What are the butt muscles? Your butt is comprised of several muscles. The first is your gluteus maximus, which is one of the largest and strongest muscles in your body, starting at your hip and ending on your upper leg bone. The gluteus maximus extends and externally rotates your leg, also extends your trunk, and is mostly responsible for the round look you can get in your butt when you do exercises that trigger these motions. The other 2 smaller butt muscles are the gluteus medius and gluteus minimus. These muscles, which become just as notoriously weak as the gluteus maximus, primarily work when you're supporting your body on one leg, as you might often do when you're walking, running, climbing stairs, or changing directions. What are good butt muscle exercises? If you've ever been out on a tough, hilly hike, you've realized from your sore butt the next day just how much you utilize your glutes when you step, climb, and change direction. By stimulating these types of hiking movements when you train your butt in the gym, you can significantly improve your leg power and also get a better butt. Here are 3 good butt exercises to get those mountain goat glutes. Number 1, step-ups. Choose a bench or platform that is preferably at knee height or above. Place one leg up on the elevated surface and step up, driving your opposite knee to your chest as you step. For added difficulty, place a barbell on your back or clutch a dumbbell to your chest. Do 3 to 5 sets of 8 to 12 reps for each leg. Number 2, stair climber strides. Get on a stair climber at the gym and hold a dumbbell in each hand. Put the machine on a relatively slow climb rate and climb 2 to 3 stairs at a time, focusing on pushing through the entire stepping motion. Perform 3 to 5 sets of 2 to 4 minutes each and recover between sets by working a different non-leg exercise, such as your core or your arms, etc. Number 3, kickouts. There are several variations of the kickout motion, but each involve you bending at the waist and kicking out behind you, preferably with your knee going higher than your low back. You can get in the crawl position and kick out, which is the easy version, use a kickout machine at the gym, or attach a cable or elastic band to your leg and kick out. Perform 3 to 5 sets of 10 to 20 kickouts per leg. 4 steps to getting a better butt. So today, I show you a 4-step process to getting a stronger butt in 8 weeks. Step 1, 4 sets of 25 bridges every 2 days for 2 weeks. If you're not sure what a bridge is, we included the link to the blog post so you can see some pictures. Step 2, 4 sets of 25 ball bridges every 2 days for 2 weeks. And again, we've included a link to show you the pictures of what a ball bridge looks like. Step 3, 2 sets of 25 ball bridges and 2 sets of 25 single leg bridges for 2 weeks. And step 4, 2 sets of 25 single leg bridges and 2 sets of 25 single leg ball bridges for 2 weeks. Once you've finished, move into maintenance mode. Twice a week, do 2 sets of 25 single leg bridges and 2 sets of 25 single leg ball bridges. And that's it. This will take about 10 to 15 minutes of your time twice a week. You will be able to literally watch your butt transform and feel significantly greater stability when you're standing on one leg, stepping, changing direction, jumping, running, or bicycling. You just listened to the post titled 4 Steps to Get a Better Butt by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Just a quick commentary. I'm sure Ben meant to mention this. If you're not comfortable using a dumbbell with any of these exercises, no need to. You can just start with the basics and then add dumbbells in as you get more and more experienced and more comfortable with those exercises. Sometimes those exercises can be difficult, especially if you have balance issues. But overall, Ben's advice is truly fantastic. And I know that if you follow this, especially if you follow it over time as he recommends, you're going to see your butt look that much better in those jeans. And as I mentioned earlier, Ben has some wonderful resources to go with each of those 4 steps I described earlier. So if you want to find those, you can visit this episode, episode number 21, at oldpodcast.com and find the link to his post there. And if you want to help support this show, but also get free stuff from us, including being entered to win a book every month, come by oldpodcast.com and join our mailing list. Or for a faster way to join, you can text the word Batman, yes, the superhero Batman, to the number 44222. It's totally free, and it's a great way to show that you like what you're hearing. And that's it for the Monday show. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.